This is Akashvani, the news read by Apugappa. India and the Philippines today exchanged 9 MOUs in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Philippines President Ferdinand Romualdez Marcos Jr. The MOUs include strategic partnership between the India and Philippines, treaty on mutual legal assistance in criminal matter, defense, science and technology, among others. Addressing the media, Prime Minister Modi said that the visit of the Philippines president holds special significance as India and the Philippines are celebrating the 75th anniversary of their diplomatic relations. Modi said that under the development partnership, India will increase the number of quick impact projects in the Philippines. He said that India will also cooperate in the development of sovereign data cloud infrastructure in the Philippines. The NDA parliamentary party meeting was held at the Parliament House complex in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah, BJP President JP Nadda and other NDA MPs were present in the meeting. During the meeting, Prime Minister Modi was felicitated by the NDP MPs for the success of Operation Sindoor and Operation Mahadev. A resolution was also passed unanimously by NDA MPs on the success of these operations by lauding the role of armed forces and their unwavering commitment. Condolences were also paid to those who lost their lives in the Pahalgam terror attack. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that continuous reforms and farmer-centric initiatives have led to steady growth in the agricultural sector. Sharing a news article penned by Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Modi highlighted that these reforms will be key in building a Viksit Bharat by 2047. In his article, Chauhan said that agriculture is not just the backbone of the Indian economy but the foundation of a self-reliant and strong India. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the government has taken several measures to increase the income of farmers in the last 11 years. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha today, Chauhan said 4 lakh crore rupees have been directly transferred to the bank accounts of the farmers under PM Kisan Samman Nidhi. He said government has also provided fertilizer subsidy of over 14 lakh crore rupees to the farmers. Union Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal today said that Kartavya Bhavan has been thoughtfully designed to enhance efficiency, innovation and collaboration by bringing together various ministries and departments currently spread across Delhi. Speaking at a curtain raiser press conference in New Delhi, he informed that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Kartavya Bhavan 3 tomorrow. The India Meteorological Department has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Kerala and Ghat areas of Tamil Nadu till tomorrow. Heavy rain has been lashing parts of Kerala since this morning, particularly in Idukki, Ernakulam and Thrissur districts. Red alert indicating extremely heavy rainfall was already in effect in these areas from early morning. By this afternoon, the Meteorological Department issued a fresh red alert for 4 districts, Ernakulam, Thrissur, Idukki and Malappuram. According to the IMD, heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue over Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Mahe, coastal and south interior Karnataka, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Lakshadweep during the next 3 to 4 days. A cloudburst led to flash floods in the high altitude villages of Dharali in Uttarakhand's Uttarkashi district today, with several houses being damaged or swept away in the raging waters, according to people in the area. 4 people were reported dead and many people feared washed away. A team of State Disaster Response Force SDRF personnel has been sent to the spot to undertake rescue operations. The Bihar government has approved implementation of the domicile policy for the 4th phase of the teacher recruitment exam to be held this year. This decision was approved in a cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Nitish Kumar today. Under this policy, permanent residents of Bihar will be given priority in the teacher recruitment exam. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.